meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you all for joining the NBGP call on the 9th of November 2018. In this call, we have Lehal, Rajiv, Samiran, Dina, Betty, Cody, Shanmugam, Pitinan, and Samad. So I guess we go round the table and the update of what will be the status and what will be the next step for the feedback from the public comments. So can I invite Dr. Lehal to focus on the top of the list?
Hello, good evening. Can you hear me?
Hello. We can hear you, but quite
yeah,
okay.
Can you hear me? Oh, just I just move closer to the mic now.
Yep.
It's better
now,
yes.
Okay. So we had the third round, I think, of IP, and they, we have got some very relevant suggestions also. I think some of them I found that they are actually worth implementing. And I think I can just go through the points one by one.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I have that file before me, so can you just show on the screen also the whatever feedback was there?
Let me
the comments.
Just give me a minute. Okay, can you all see my screen now?
So, Gurmukhi one, just go to it.
Yes, we can.
Okay.
Yeah, so the first one is the point three, na? So, I also feel that some of the part is not so, some of the text is not so relevant as already mentioned. So in the final document we have thought of deleting a few paragraphs and some portion also. The 3.1 and this 3.1, the first point. Authors should look for a proper place to publish their history research. Actually, it was more of it was related to history. We can't delete all, but some of the parts which I also found that is not so relevant, so we are deleting them.
Okay, please continue.
Yeah, okay, the next point is that the post-based form of YA, actually it is not taught, so we are just adding that it is mentioned now, that you should mention it in the section 3.3.
Okay.
So the next one is, so we are mentioning it also, because that is not being used, the post-based form of YA now.
Sorry, can you repeat that again?
So the 3 point, this the next one is unlike Devanagari, etc. So actually, it was just to, meant to hide the difference between Gurmukhi and Devanagari consonants. So nothing is we found that there is not much need to make any modification in the original text. Our purpose was just to show the difference between Gurmukhi and Devanagari consonants, that's all.
I think we have someone in the chat. Oh, sorry. Oh, okay. I will add the note after the call. to make things faster. So please, Dr. Leha, please go ahead.
I think that is a lot of time will be wasted. I think I can just quickly go through these points, because otherwise then others will be waiting. So I was just wondering that should I look at each of the points, or should I just discuss the main one? Because I am also thinking that a lot of time will be then spent on discussing this Gurmukhi one only. What do you suggest?
I suggest you can summarize as well, or specific the.
That's what I was thinking. So actually, overall, what I feel is that some of the points are quite relevant, what he has mentioned. And one point I would just also like to mention about this regarding the. So some of these changes we have incorporated. Some of these we have some hesitation, because we have some points that, okay, whatever is mentioned, it is not exactly the way. And so we have in the appendix, we're just highlighting those points. For example, I'd just like to point out to this. This one, 3.3.4.4, but in Gurmukhi, these letters are also written as single unit. There is difference between writing and encoding. Maybe there is some confusion, because they are also encoded in different ways also. For example, sa with nukta, this is encoded in both the ways. As a single character also, sa followed by nukta. Then there is one point which could be discussed also, that 4.1.6. Because this is something which is unique to Gurmukhi. These characters can act as single characters, but in theory, single character labels are not lost, so these letters will not be added. We are talking about two characters, Ura and Ed, which are quite unique in the sense that they are not used independently. They are always treated as vowel carriers. So Ura will be followed by one of the vowels for U or Bada U. Similarly, ED could be followed by three vowels. So they always occur together with vowels. Otherwise, Ura and ED, they are never written alone. But they could be written when, for example, we have the numbering, just as you write ABCD. So they are usually we write Ura, Ada, ED. But otherwise, in a word, they are not never written. So that's what I had mentioned, that we are not taking them as part of the final three. So this has been mentioned that if you have multi URL containing multi words, so over there a single character word could also be there. But still, my feeling that even in the multi word, that URA alone will never be used. It will be followed by some other vowel. Are you getting my point?
Yes.
Actually, I just want to repeat it again.
I think it's okay, Dr. Leha. Please continue.
Okay. So that's why I did not agree with this point. And there is except the last one, that 5.2.
I guess what I could probably add is that for 4.1.6, I think for example, the question you've given, you may want to include that explanation in the proposal if you think that clarifies the comment further.
For each of these points, I'll be explaining in detail what changes we have made, or if we have not made any changes, why we have not made that.
Sure.
Then there's only one, that 5.3 rule about the definition of the syllable in Gurmukhi. This actually, the point is quite valid, and in fact, we were also surprised when we went through the proposal, na, that there is actually one serious mistake on our part, which I don't know, we had also overlooked. So the definition of Gurmukhi, we are slightly again modifying it. So I fully agree with those points at the end related to 5.3, which are all rules related to the syllable. So that actually has been rightly pointed out. So I agree with most of the suggestions which have been made, and we are incorporating, except two or three where I'll be giving my logic that why I feel that still whatever we say is correct. Otherwise, most of the suggestions are being incorporated. And the final document, maybe in 2-3 days, I'll be uploading again.
Okay.
So that's all from my end.
Thank you, Dr. Lehao. Thank you. So, Dr. Lehao, just just to give the background, so we go around for everybody to update on the feedback. So would you like to come in, or we just continue?
Yeah, please continue.
Okay. So Pavanaja, can I invite you to update for the next one, please? And yes.
Hello. Pavanaja here.
Yes.
Who's next?
We can hear you.
It's me now.
Yes.
Yeah, no. My question is, who will be talking next? Who is going to talk?
Yes, Pavanaja, please go ahead. You are.
Let me open the comment. Here, actually, we have to consider that Liang Gai is... How do I pronounce that? It's Chinese name. comment. First one, that is the 3.4.7.4, there could be cases involving discussed cases 3.4.7.4 are not relevant. 3.4.7.4, having a halant after a vowel or vowel sign. Actually, as per linguistically, it's not possible at all. Nobody will use it. So, but we have specifically said it's not possible. That's all. How do you say it is not relevant? I don't know. Yeah, we also telling it's not relevant. It won't exist. People. But the thing is that while making the label, nobody should use that combination. That's what I meant. So the next comment is what? Hence, this is explicitly prohibited by MGP. Not necessary. Just think about writing a note in a limited space when interword spaces are extremely narrow. Do users have to modify words spelling to avoid vowel letters following a consonant? I don't understand what
you आपणकर कॉल होल्ड रे रखा जाय छी दया करी लाइन रे रहंतु आपका कॉल होल्ड पर है लाइन पर बने रहें या कुछ देर बाद कोशिश करें योर कॉल इज ऑन होल्ड प्लीज स्टे ऑनलाइन और कॉल बैक लेटर
आपणकर
कॉल होल्ड रे रखा जाय
छी
दया करी लाइन रे रहंतु आपका कॉल होल्ड पर है लाइन पर बने रहें या कुछ देर बाद कोशिश करें योर कॉल इज ऑन होल्ड प्लीज स्टे ऑनलाइन और कॉल बैक लेटर आपणकर कॉल होल्ड रे रखा जाय छी दया करी लाइन रे रहंतु आपका कॉल होल्ड पर है लाइन पर बने रहें या कुछ देर
ओके आई थिंक इट्स ओके नाउ
हेलो कैन आई कंटिन्यू और नॉट
Yes, yes, please continue, Pavana sir.
Some recorded message coming that my call is on hold in Marathi. Message was in Marathi.
It should be okay now. Please continue.
Yeah, coming to that next point, what does not belong to Kannada? This is about this comment 5.3. Where is 5.3? Go to 5.3. Yeah, does not belong to Kannada. This is about Mukta.
Avanaja, you're coming in a bit faint. Could you speak a bit louder?
Am I audible now?
Yes, much better.
Am I audible now?
Yes, better now.
Yeah, the comment is does not belong to Kannada, not needed in LGR. This is about Nukta. This is what I wrote. And the comment from Liang Hai is, what does not belong to Kannada even mean? He says, Nukta is a Kannada grapheme not commonly used. That's right. That's what I'm all telling. It's not commonly used. I don't think it is needed in any ID label. I don't think anybody will use Nukta in label. I'm very sure about it. That's why I said it's not needed. Unlike in Hindi, Nukta is extensively used but not in Kannada. We rarely use. Only to write some words like Xerox or something like that we use. Otherwise, we don't use Nukta. And other things, CD5 and CD6. Actually, they are not needed at all. It is wrongly encoded by Unicode, and Unicode document itself says these are not needed, these are deprecated, not to be considered in any of the Unicode chart or character and font and everywhere. And it, the same thing has been documented, that's all. I don't know why he says that. It's needed and independently. No, they don't have any existence. They are not needed at all. The CD5 and CD6. Even the Unicode document also says the same thing. They are not to be considered anywhere. And 6.1, there are no variants within the Kannada script. Preconditions are WLE and the limited character set. What does it mean? I didn't understand his comment. Then 7, a comprehensible pattern for other reviewers to refer. This combination, consonant, matra, then B is what? 1 minute. I have to go to 7, yeah. Anuswara. Consonant, matra, anuswara, visarga. Consonant, matra, anuswara, visarga. Yeah, that is possible. We didn't say that it's not possible. Oh, visarga, X. Yeah, it is possible. Why do what he says? Oh, after anuswara. Okay. A visarga after anuswara. I don't think there is any such word in Kannada. Maybe some imported word from Sanskrit. Kannada doesn't have any such word where visarga will come after anuswara. I don't think so. There is no such word in Kannada. What is the next one? Vowel, anuswara, then visarga. Vowel, anuswara, then visarga. Then consonant and then halant. Possible linguistically, but I don't think there is any such word.
Actually, Bhavanaja, I think the way this notation works is it's actually B or X rather than B and followed by X. But in any case, I think what he's doing is suggesting a pattern, but you know, it's up to you to see whether you want to include the whole pattern in your proposal or you are okay with just the, you know, specific rules you have written. But in any case, I think what he's doing is just, he's not disagreeing with what you've done. what he's saying is that, you know,
okay,
that whole piecewise
so
thing can actually
to
be
consider
captured by this larger expression.
Okay, I got it. Oh, I got it. So he, what he says that you can think, you can give your opinion about these combinations also. Agree? That's right? Am I right?
Actually, he's saying that basically each of these individual rules can potentially be captured in one larger expression, and he says that this, he thinks, is the larger expression. It's more like an FYI rather than, I don't think he's asking you to act on it unless you think it's a good idea to include this in the proposal. That's totally up to you, you know, but it's more, I found that it was more of an FYI comment rather than any action being requested.
I don't think any such, we can ignore that. I don't think so. Then rule 5, unnecessary restriction. We cannot be
preceded by it. Again, Pavana Jadi, hold 1 second. Just before we proceed further. Sarmad, this point 7, if we think it is for only information, then how does we address them in a proposal? Do we modify the proposal by addressing, or we just ignore, or we write the response in an email and then do not modify the proposal? What is the actionable on them?
So the way at least I see it, if you want to include this information, then you really need to check whether this is correct or not.
My point is, if we don't want to add, then what is the action from NBGP?
So the action could be that you say that that's you know, it's reasonable, but in the context of the WLE rules, we are obviously looking at local context, not overall structure, and so you know, it's useful information, but it doesn't necessarily needs to be included in the proposal or something like that.
So you mean that the Canada team need to write this into the email as a response and just leave that in our archives, and we don't modify the proposal?
That or, you know, we are already discussing it, so it can actually be minuted as part of this conversation.
Okay. Yeah, otherwise, because this is also recorded and going to be as an archive, so this is also fine. This is also archived. So we are reaching to a conclusion that we need not to do anything on point 7. It is just
right
for the information which is there, and our WRA rules which are there already are good enough to take care of the things which we are looking for.
Fine.
Okay. That's,
okay. Right. That's my understanding, because I don't think it is the comment he's asking for some action here. It's just for consideration.
Yeah, then as Dr. Ajay Datta said, we can just record it and leave it there.
So it's already recorded in
and
our
same thing
conversation
about,
today.
And he says about zero with join and non-joiners. So, sorry, Dr. Datta, please repeat.
Pavanajaji, whatever we are saying and talking right now and taking decisions are already recorded into this transcript, and it is going to be available online for people to refer to if required. So we need not to do any further action in this regard if we are not modifying our LGR proposal.
Fine. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, fine. And about this, so zero to join and non-joiner. He said that it's a very good information. That should be the part of the main document, not appendix. Again, it's just a comment. And the last paragraph, whatever he has written, is actually a comment on Unicode. We don't have to do anything. This is what Unicode is supposed to consider. This, not us. This is about the rendering issue. Nothing to do with about any label generation issue. This is basically a rendering issue. Unicode should consider this. Actually, already is documented in Unicode's this one. Yeah.
So, Ajay Datta on
chapter 12 or something.
Sarma, correct me if I am wrong. Pavanajaji, this LGR proposal ultimately gets translated to an XML. And when it gets to the XML, then the rules gets into the
okay.
page, not the content. So when the
okay.
label is going to be validated, okay. it is going to be against the XML. So my belief is that whatever plain English we have written, whether it is history or whether it is anything else, it's only for the IP or if somebody wants to read it for the academic purposes or the knowledge purpose.
But sorry, I'm not able to hear anything
action.
Now. In between there is...
What I'm saying is...
sorry, I'm not able to hear anybody talking. Can you please repeat?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear now. Please repeat.
Dr. Data, we can hear you.
Is,
I think, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we can hear now.
What I said is that an LGR document ultimately gets converted into an XML when it goes to the root zone. And when a label gets verified, it gets verified, accepted or rejected against that XML, not that Word document. So the document... Word document which has this English content in it is only as a reference and a help for the IP or if somebody else wants to and wishes to refer to this document for the understanding purpose, for an academic purpose or a learning purpose. Actually, the rules which we have created, WLE and a variant, gets into the action through XML. So whatever we write into the document, the remains part of the document for the knowledge purpose. As somebody has mentioned about history, somebody has mentioned about where it should be, it really doesn't matter. It is only a formatting of the document. So this is my understanding, Sarmad. Am I on a right line or is it something which you want to add further? Thank you.
Right. So I think what you're saying is correct. Basically, here I think one of the things you may want to note is that if Unicode is allowing something and you are saying that it should not be allowed false, then you may want to put in either consider whether you want to also allow the alternate form, or if you think the alternate form should not be allowed, then you should perhaps write the reason why the alternate form should not be allowed. So in this particular case, if you see, there is a Unicode recommendation, but obviously the recommended form has a zero-bit joiner, and since zero-bit joiner is not allowed, obviously the recommended form cannot be used. So I think even if you keep the solution which you have suggested, you may still want to include some of this discussion in the proposal to let the readers know what are the alternate possibilities, what does the Unicode recommend, and what is your decision and why you made that decision. So I think some of that discussion probably should be added in the proposal for this point on you know, this last paragraph on the screen right now.
Okay, I think I am almost done. Oh, anybody is talking now? Hello? Hello? I can't hear
anyone. Hello, hi. We can hear you.
Pavanajaji,
yeah,
you
I think I have done.
Last part, you are done, but the last part which is of the zero-bit joiner, you will add this into the proposal and a rationale behind it so that people can understand it more better.
Okay.
That's all.
Sure. No, okay, fine.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I have done.
Let's move further. Pertinent.
All right. Can I ask Veena to update on the Malayalam, please? Veena, are you still...
Hi, am I audible?
Hi, yes, we can hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Okay, so I looked at the comments. One second. Okay. So I looked at the comments and about that variants that are proposed. I think I checked the first one, which was like the 1002 and 101D, which were like similar to the Malayalam letters 0D31 and 0D20. But the thing is, when I checked it in like in a browser address bar, actually there is a variation in size. Like these Malayalam phones display these letters like in a bigger size, and these other the Myanmar letters are like smaller in size, so there won't be any confusion if those two are added together, because obviously there will be a difference in size. So I'm not sure if that should be considered as a variant, but they look very similar. So maybe it should be added to the.
Veena, can I put you on hold?
Yeah, sure.
Who is listening to the mask announcement? Can you please put on yourself a mic mute, please?
I'm not.
Continue, Veena, please. Now you can continue. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. I think those have to be added in the appendix only. I don't consider it as a variant. There are like confusable code points, which is like the U plus 1000 and 101A, which is looking similar to the 0D28 and 0D27. Those two are obviously only confusable, but not really like similar looking for a native person. So they can be added to the appendix as well. Then again, there is another one which is.
This is. Can I make?
Yeah.
Thank you. So if you go back to the O letter, letters which look like an O, each circle, I think one of the observations which I has made is that when you get something like .000, which doesn't have any other letters from the script, but just the same letter repeated, and this, by the way, is a TLD. Currently, there's a .000 an approved key. Then since you don't have any other characters in the context, then it is hard to determine whether it's a size, because of the size, it's the right size, or it's a smaller or larger. So in that context, I think if the shape is, especially for the letter looking like an O, I think the IP is saying that, you know, if you look at these in isolation and there are like two or three of these repeated, does this become totally confusable or confusable with these other scripts as well? And we understand, I think, that the size actually can be distinguished if the letters are mixed, but there's a possibility that since these are standalone letters, they can form a label by just repeating the same character multiple times. In any case, I think eventually that's a decision you want to make, but if you want to move this to the appendix, then I think want to write this explanation in your proposal, and then we'll take it to IP and see whether they are okay with that recommendation or whether they would still want you to consider this as a variant. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. I'll take a look and see. I'll discuss with the others and then come arrive at a conclusion for this. Because it looks similar, like you said, if it's given independently, then it might be a bit confusing. Even though a domain name has other parts, like the other parts of the label might be like in a larger size, so it might confuse a bit. I'll discuss and arrive at the conclusion for that. Then there are other comments like okay, then there was another comment about blocking, there was a variant for this chillu and the letter ra, so there were like three types of variants and one was blocked, but the comment that came from this this person called Sibu, it says the blocked version was actually mentioned in Unicode, so it should be included, it cannot be blocked. So I have to allow that one also. So there will be like three variants for the same na plus ra conjunct. So I'll have to change that. Then again, I got a comment from Santosh about this case of the letter ta, which is like a double of ra and virama and ra. In most fonts, it is shown as a stacked letter, but it's convention. There's a convention in Malayalam, like in the case of newspapers and all, they actually write it horizontally as one after another. So there is a chance that there might be some fonts. Right now, there are no such fonts which write in horizontal fashion, but there might be some font in the future which might actually write it in horizontal way. So there can be a case of spoofing. So actually, I will have to consider that one also. That's the main thing then. Okay, then there is a confusion about, okay, that's already addressed one. Okay, then there are some comments about, I'm not sure what this person is saying, Gautam Raghunathan. Something about in English, I don't think it's relevant. Then there is another, there's another comment in Malayalam from a person called Selvaraj, and he's asking the case of Anuswaram being similar to the letter O in English and what kind of problems that can cause. But Anuswaram won't be like spoofed by the letter O because we don't allow mixing like, you know, Latin in this, right? So another issue. Okay, then I got a lot of comments from Liang Hai, which are like, some of them I didn't actually understand. Okay, so he has suggested a lot of editing, and also on Zero with Joiner, I had to elaborate on certain things I mentioned there, and he also was asking to elaborate on some other chillu letters which we have not considered, but I don't think that is required because those letters are not part of the repertoire or anything, so I don't think that is required. And also one thing he suggested at the end was about that variant we have already identified, which is like 0D33 following another 0D33, which should be blocked. But he also asking about the fact that NBGT and IP have been analyzing only words, but not what combinations can occur when inner word spaces are removed from a sequence of words. However, the latter should be key topic in discussion. So he is actually saying that in the case of two 0D33s following each other, we have to consider the case of like a vowel sign actually following one of them. So, but in Malayalam, there is not words, like no valid words are there where this vowel sign actually follows a 0 deed or 3-3 and again is followed by like a 0 D 3-3. So I don't think that is valid here. So I have to check with some data to see if there are any such cases, but I don't really think there are many. Then again, there were some suggestions about, where is it? Okay, then again, there were some issues about the difference in rendering in like Microsoft phones and other phones rendering Malayalam differently. So he was asking about if it was safe to disallow all those. It's already discussed by other people also, so that I can't disallow this variant where the chillu actually as a virama and then the letter ra as in India. So I have to consider it again. Other than that, there were some comments about the usage of old style and new style orthography, because both of them have different rendering. So I have to mention it wherever I use old orthography. I have to make that changes. There were a few instances where I used old orthography, especially for Samrutokaram, and that I have to change. Again, he was saying that Samrutokaram actually comes at the beginning of, it can come at the beginning of words according to a standard he suggested, which was, let me see. But the thing is, in Malayalam, Samrudhokaram doesn't come at the beginning of any words. It is a word ending, it's how words are like, it's how words are ended, not, it doesn't come at the beginning or in the middle of a word. So I don't know if I should take that into consideration, because that's how it is in Malayalam. But if you want to be like inclusive, we can remove that restriction, but I don't think that will make a like you know, valid labels or anything, and it will create like more confusion in the case of the rules. So I think that has to be discarded, because but that is a comment. And yeah,
Veena, can I make a comment?
Yeah.
Basically, I guess in this particular context, what about multi-word expressions that you have this at the end of one word and then you have another word starting after that, and you have like two different words which are part of the single label. Is that a context where this can still come?
No. Samrutokaram doesn't actually come like between words, I think, because there are no such words where like because in Malayalam we usually use the plain virama in that case. Samrutokaram actually comes only at the end of a word, because that's how it is made, because I have never seen anything, any word where it comes in the middle, even if it's a combining combination of words. But I will have a discussion with the other members and see if there is any such instances. And the Samrudhokaram is actually not that popularly used. Any standard written Malayalam, it's very rarely used, but the thing is, it is still used by a group of people, so that's why it was considered. That's the main rule. Okay, that's all from me. I'll have to go through these comments again. Some of them I couldn't really understand. So I have to go through them again.
Okay, thank you, Veena. All right, so can we move on to Kudip? Kudip?
Yes. Yeah, hi, Dr. Jethi here. And Kuldeep is also there. Yeah, you
hi.
Continue, Dr.
Dr. Jethi, please continue.
Yes. We are going to our Liang Hai's comment. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Liang Hai's comment. In the first, he has asked that Odia is not an accurate transliteration as it does not distinguish Odia and Odia. Hello.
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes, so actually that Odia, that the transliteration which we have used is widely followed in Odisha, for which we had used that. But if it is confusing for the other people, then we'll take we'll follow a standard transliteration that he is calling, saying that lossless transliteration, that is ISO 15919 system, and we will follow the, for all the transliteration of Odia words in the whole document, we'll follow this ISO 15919 system. In that system, actually, we can differentiate Odia from Odia. We have put a dot below the D. And in ISO system, it becomes dot below the R. We'll follow that. We have accepted this thing and we'll incorporate this thing in our document. In the second, he has asked about the Odia. In Unicode, it is known as Odia, and we have written Odia. So previous spelling was Odia, and that has been changed to ODIA after recommendation from the government, Odisha government, and in 2011, and it has been amended by the constitution also. So we have put both the ODIA and ORYA both to avoid confusion, but if somebody wants, then we can drop this ODIA because it is repeated many a times. And thirdly, he has said that Odia script seems to be a variant of Devanagari. So, actually, because of the maritime history of Odisha, which is called the trader's language, for that we had used it, but we don't have any. It is not relevant about the history, whether it is traders or what. It is not relevant to this proposal for this domain, and that's why we can omit the historical part also. It is not relevant at all. And about a diagram in which he has talked about the relationship with Bangla, that has probably ignored or denied the relation with Bangla. So actually this allegation is false. In the diagram itself, Odia is put very close to Bangla, Bengali. So this allegation is false. We don't accept it. And one character was missing in the IPA, and we have put in the revised document. He has rightly said that one character was missing, Jia was missing, and we have already put it. We have accepted this. And he has asked about the rounded schwa. So in Odia actually we don't differentiate schwa into rounded and unrounded. So this rounded schwa issue is not relevant to Odia because it is always unrounded. This rounded schwa does not apply to Odia. Again, he has told about the transliteration. So, transliteration, we have several times we have already said that that ISO system will be followed. So, it is the same comment. Another, he has asked about the half form of consonant, that is a pre-base form. In Odia, we have Yuktakshara, that the consonant clusters, the composite letters, are actually written in many ways, and one of these is pre-base form. The two others are different. In most cases, the second component is in the half form, and in sometimes the first component becomes in the half form. That means the upper, that cap is not there in the half form, and pre-base form is seen in certain letters only, like dot, like that. That seems to be, because of our cursive writings, it seems to be new glyphs, but there is pre-base form is also there in some, very few consonant clusters. The other two which we had not mentioned, that will be addressed in the revised document. And next, he has asked about the nukta. That is the Perso-Arabic style. That Perso-Arabic style is used only by certain communities, not by all. So that is insignificant. So we will remove that because he has rightly said that it is not that significant in Odia because it is not always Perso-Arabic because da and dha, they have the flap allophones, that positional allophones like a da and a da. And if we change from if we put a nukta below da or dha, the meaning does not change. And some people use the nukta and some people do not use, but this is the most frequently used nukta in Odia. And another is we have 62 tribes in Odisha. They constitute about 22% of the total population. So where Odia is an Indic language, Indo-European language, but these tribal languages may be Indic or may be Austroasiatic or may be Dravidian also, for which there are certain characters which do not exactly match with those of Odia. So Nukta was used previously for Cha also, but now after assimilation of these words into Odia, it is no more used. Usually people avoid that. And in Odia, what happens actually, when we put a matra, like U-kara and the long U and the short U matra, then what happens, this nukta is not visible. That under dot, that subscript or dot is not visible at all. That may create confusion and may lead to sir, fishing issues. That also you understand. And if anyone wants, then that can be removed also, because if it creates any confusion. Then about again, he has asked about in the Ola, he has asked about the transliteration in 310. So we are saying the same, that we will be following this ISO 15919 system for all the transliteration in the LGR Odia proposal. In the subsequently, we are following only one standard transliteration. Then about the wa issue, in Odia we have three types. One was ba, that is the bilabial ba, and that is plosive in nature, and the another is dentolabial wa, which is non-plosive, and another is the diphthong, which was later introduced much late, actually in 1938. Swa to write the Arabic and Parsi words of these days, and the W character of English words which have been assimilated, and the vowel letter of Arabic. For that, actually, we have another, that is a diphthong vowel is there. In Odia, what happens? We write whatever what has been written. That only that is read in read that we read as it is written. So vowel cannot be substituted for vowel. This cannot be treated as allophones. Vowel is different. It is pronounced differently, and the vowel is pronounced differently. In the I have given some references that development of the Odisha script, the lithographs. Up to 15th century, we find that these two characters, va and ba, this stop consonant ba and this non plosive va, these are the dentolabial va, were different. But in the days of this printing press, at that time, what happened in the there were for some technical difficulty, it could not be printed. This va, so it was substituted with ba. But our all the manuscripts, we have ba and va different characters, and in our accent also, in our colloquial accent also, we pronounce va differently. Like when it is, we say Ketebele, like that. And suppose a village name is Navarangpur, then we say it is Navarangpur. We never say Navarangpur, like that. So that is different. And now, after this Unicode reintroduced this va, all have started using this also. In the net also, we can find that there are numerous such cases where this va is frequently used. But va is an... is a borrowed one, which is only for the foreign diphthongs, and in Odia the diphthongization of va never take place. And what else?
I have given several examples where this labial ba and the dentolabial va are treated differently in various literature. So in support of this, I have given also the document by Professor Sarat Jena and Sharif Ahmed also, and some other people that can be taken as a reference. He has mentioned in 312 to clean up the duplicated dotted circles. Yes, there has been some typographical errors, and we will remove that. He has Liang Hai has rightly said that there are some duplicated dotted circles. We accept it. That is a typographical error that will be removed. And about the vocalic R, ra, the geminated ra, the second ra, and lu, these characters are not used, and that was actually, we have already mentioned below the table 3 that these characters are hardly in use in modern days, so this will be excluded in our revised document, revised proposal. We accept that thing. Again, about the verb. Well, I have already explained that thing. I could not understand the 6-1, what he actually says here. That virama and all. Actually, he says that there are certain things confusing. But in Odia, actually, no two characters or character sequence or their clusters are exactly alike. And hence, it is not at all confusing for Odia people to read and write. However, the beginners might find it difficult. But we Odia people never find any difficulties while writing, because that is not at all confusing. Liang Hai says that there is some certain things confusing. It may be confusing to the beginners. In certain consonant cluster also a part of the glyph may look alike, but pronunciation differs, which however can easily be differentiated from other part of the glyph. Hence, it does not lead to confusion. We don't find any confusion. We are comfortable with our writing system. And number 7, I don't understand what you said actually. For other reviewers, within bracket that N, M, B, what he says, actually I do not understand. Next is the comment for Subhashish Panigrahi. He says that we have taken the reference from Wikipedia, we should not be, and we accept also. And we have given in the revised proposal, we have incorporated the primary reference also. We are not giving any reference of Wikipedia henceforth. Next, 3-4, the verb character. Verb character, he says that it has been borrowed from Sanskrit, but actually it is there in our local accent also, it is there in Odia. In the tribal languages, we find verb is there. And the neighboring states also in Marathi, in Hindi, in Telugu also it is there. So it is not actually wise to say that we have borrowed it from Sanskrit, because all the languages they are having this character va, that dentolabial va, avargya va, that is there in all of our languages in our own land also, in the tribal languages also. Then how can we borrow it from Sanskrit? It is baseless. Don't accept. And again the same thing, the repeat question, so the reference have been repeated here. In our orthography also we find that this ba and va have been mentioned separately. So the most standard that Madhu Varna Bodho we are following, that also mentions it differently. It was published somewhere around 1919. And he says it is laughable that whatever to explain the Nukta, why Nukta is added. Actually, we are having so many, Odia script is not followed by Odia people only. It is also followed by all the tribal people. And they are following this because they are learning it, Odia script in their primary schools, and they are all following this Odia script. So Nukta is necessary for the tribal people and but we are not rigid in this. It can be, if it creates any facing problem, then it can be removed also. I have explained it in detail why we have put it here, and also I have explained if Nukta, though it is essential to accommodate all the languages which use the concerned Odia script, yet there is a serious drawback in using it for the domain purpose because of the phishing issues. So when we put U, U Matra, then this Nukta is not visible. So in that case, we can say that if somebody wants, then it can be removed. Next is Cha. We have already addressed about the Cha. The same comments are repeated actually. That what Liang Hai said, these all other people have also just asked the same question in different words. So Liang Hai, he has mentioned almost, he has covered almost all, from all prospects he has seen this thing. So we are addressing, we will respond him accordingly. And some other comments we have not, response we have not given, that we'll give within 1 or 2 days. Hello. My thing is over now. About some other people have also given their comments. public comments. So that will be addressed after 1 or 2 days.
Thank you, Dr. Jetty.
Yes.
Let's move to Shanmugam, Dr. Shanmugam.
Yeah, I'm audible, gentlemen.
Yes, we can hear you. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. It's a long way. Yeah. Actually, I have gone through the comments which is given by Mr. Liang Hai. And all those editorial things definitely we should consider, but I'll just read the few things which we need to really think about whether we should do something about that or not. Because we had a lot of discussion on the same while drafting this document. Exactly what I'm saying right now is about 3.3.1, where he talks about the nomenclature of consonants and how it is actually called in traditional grammar. So this suggestion came up when we had a meeting in Sri Lanka. Then the Sri Lankan Tamil experts were also present there. So they brought this in for notice. They said that we should not blindly write the way Unicode has considered our vowel consonants, because that is the way. Because in traditional grammar, we call our whatever the things are written as consonants in Unicode table, that is actually called as vowel consonant in traditional grammar. So this was insisted by them particularly, so that we thought that it is relevant to add, because this will not only go to the frontographers who are expert in understanding the Unicode tables and other things, but this will also go to the people who have some very good background in traditional grammar and all. So we thought we will play some balanced game, so that we thought we will include all those points which is relevant to Tamil grammar as well. So I'll just quickly move on to some other points also, which we have to discuss and close it up today itself. Like some of the things like visarga and visarga combinations he has talked about. Like this, you know very well, we had a long discussion on the same about the visarga combination and the coexistence of visarga, like the succeeding and preceding context of visarga and all. Then finally, we decided that we will add, as per the Tamil grammar, we will add that left and right context of visarga, as well as the new, the modern visarga usage, which is actually suggested by the RV people, which is also being used by the RV Muslim Tamil community. So that is the reason we included that for combination for visarga. Since we have already discussed about the left and right combination of visarga, which is not at all, means I mean to say the right context of visarga cannot be a visarga. So that way we discussed that we will be closing the visarga plus visarga combination. And apart from that, we know very well that whatever the combinations we are suggesting in our document, we are supposed to provide some kind of reference for that. You know very well that you will be demanding the same. When you are suggesting something, like you have to have some official documents or some proof which can say that this is good enough to go in the document. So we tried our best to have some combinations which can have visarga plus visarga, but we couldn't find it. Obviously it is true because we don't use visarga plus visarga. This was the main reason behind barring this visarga plus visarga combination. So I don't think so that should be considered as a valid point right now, because we had good amount of discussion on the same. And I really like the way he has, the person has explained the arm length mark with the technical input, all those things, how it got introduced in the Unicode table and all. So this is about refreshing the things that which we have already mentioned in the document, so I'm okay with it. So we'll be definitely doing that kind of changes. It's okay to have them. And regarding this sequential consonants and all, CH, CHC and other consonants, I'm talking about the 5.5.4, which is already there in public comment. This, we did it because we took Devanagari as a template for all our languages. So we follow the uniformity among our MPGP scripts. So we thought we should add whatever the things can come in our language also. That is the way we wrote our document. Because of that, it has become a part of our document. And related to this allocatable and block, he himself has agreed that he is not very clear about this allocatable and block. So we had a good amount of discussion about this, considering this tree combination as allocatable and all. Initially, when I treated them as a blocked one, then we, when we had a meeting in Delhi, we finalized that this should be treated as allocated, because we had a good amount of discussion on this variant. When we met in Delhi, we started taking them like green and red and all. So that way it got finalized. So I don't think so that has a very big thing to consider or something. And regarding this WLE rules, as he has pointed out some of the things, I don't think so there are some more changes which are needed, because we had some discussion on that, and we also, we had some kind of convictions in finalizing the whistleblower rule. And finally, we finalized with having, after having the discussions with all other members, especially from Singapore and Sri Lankan experts as well. So we had an amount of discussion with them, and we finalized our WLE rules. So that is the way it should go. And related to this 11 appendix A and all, this was also discussed during the draft, while drafting the document, because Anivar was on board during that time. So I had I pinged him separately, and we discussed a lot about this, how to include the other kind of confusable and other kind of possible characters and all. Because even I was ready to suggest that Sa is somehow, the Sa is like U plus 0 B 5 and U plus 0 B 3 5 Malayalam letter were, and all, it is already considered Malayalam letter Sa, which is 0 D 3 7 and all. So it was already discussed with Ayankar and all, but he said that if you consider like this, then there are a lot of characters which will have this kind of mild similarity, but they cannot be definitely considered as a fully confusable like that. So that is the way we ignored them, and this is also part of our document. We have also written that in under this variant section, we have also listed there are some other characters which have the good amount of confusability, but the same is not enough to consider as a variant. Likewise, we have written in the document, so that is also justified. So my stance is, whatever the editorial changes, that can be definitely addressed. But whatever the conceptual changes he is mentioning right now was already discussed, and I think so we are done with that. So I would like to hear from the NPGP on the same. This is the update from my side. The document will be ready in a couple of days. I can share the same.
Thank you, Dr. Chanmugam. We actually just have Ganga join the call. I'm not sure, Ganga, are you up to speak about the feedback from Telugu?
Hello. Good evening, everybody. Ganga.
Hello. We can hear you. Please continue.
Yeah. I just went through the feedback. The points all I discussed with Professor Rao Saab, and we are clear about this Ra, Sri Lanka Ra. They both are distinct. And the remaining are technical points. Professor Rao will send a consolidated report tonight.
Okay, thank you, Ganga.
Yeah, we are getting a bit delay because Professor Rao's mother expired and is stuck with that. So now he's done with that, and we will be able to finish it tonight. Thank you.
Thank you for the update. We have Dr. Ajay in the chat. Hopefully we can resubmit the modified document but from all the leads by coming Tuesday, the 13th November. So please let NBGP know if you need any help or is expected from anyone.
Yeah.
Thank you. And maybe just the last point for the long call today. I would like to ask, when should we meet again to discuss this? I have a call with Kudip earlier. He might have some suggestions. So, Kudip, could you please share your suggestion, please?
Hello.
Hello.
Kuldeep, are you there?
Oh, sorry. The phone was muted. Yeah, yeah, I'm there. The phone was muted and I was talking, when it was muted. So, I think we have already covered, the languages for which we have received comments. So, I was suggesting that if it is required to be have call one script per day or 2 to 3 scripts per day basis, so that it won't be overlap on a single day. At the same time, whatever comments related to Nukta or certain characters comments, which is across, which is common across all other scripts. Like I have seen today, there are a couple of comments came for other scripts also regarding Nukta. So we can be have a call on the case-to-case basis, or we can be have a call maybe on script based, maybe 2 to 3 script on a single day, so that others who are interested, they can also join and they can share their suggestions. And in Odia, we have received more comments than any other script, I think. So there are certain comments which are repeated in each other, either way. I mean, so that's why I think how we are going to conclude, do we need to answer all the comments, or we can give a reference to particular comments, how we should go about it. These are the two things which I want to ask.
Thank you, Kudit. So may I ask when should be our next call to go through okay. A few...
Ajay Data here, fitting in. I think we had a very long call, not expecting so much time to be spent. So, as Kuldeep has rightly suggested, that let us break this into the groups as we used to do before and continue our thing on a weekly basis review. So, can we schedule this on the next Saturday or Friday? Friday, basically. On next Friday and then continue on each Friday. Three scripts as we have released the scripts, we make them as a group and we close them accordingly.
Okay, that works.
Okay, done. Perfect.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And one more question I had, can I ask?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Actually, for Odia, we have multiple comments, and with the same reason, I think, which we have already shared over email, and how we should respond them. Should we give a reference, or we should respond, because writing the same thing again and again is also how we are going to document.
You need not to respond any individually. You just take care of the comments in a document, so that when somebody else goes to the document again, they see the answer. Or if you have any comment which you have recorded into an email, it becomes a part of archive. So that is good enough. So when we discuss next time, you can actually speak also your response, which people can listen as a part of the archive. So audio, text, and the document which you are going to create, all is going to cover this. So don't worry about that. To do multiple
okay,
times.
Great. Great.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we are done, Pitinan, for the day.
Okay. Sure.
Okay.
We actually have two more agenda items you suggested, the certificate for the members and also the second level, but I guess
Let us do it on Friday,
yes.
next Friday.
Yes.
Let us keep them pending. Let's do it next Friday. Not important.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Let everybody
all
go
right.
And enjoy their
thank
weekend.
You.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you for joining.
Okay.
Thank you.